If you have an online offer, like a course or a program, and you're not getting consistent sales, like a steady flow of new clients and customers, despite your best effort to publish consistent content on social media, I'd like to show you how you can get consistent sales of your course without paying for ads, without running webinars, even without launching if you want, so that your course can sell itself, bringing consistent revenue to your business on autopilot. Even if you typically struggle with, you know, finding time to put together webinars and promotional content and things like that because of the amount of time it takes to plan those things and run those things while also running your business. And stick around to discover how you can fill your channel with videos that actually grow your audience and attract leads in like a stupid fast way, even if you have a small channel. This is episode number one of the Video Brand Infusion podcast. My name is Meredith Marsh, and this podcast is your resource to infuse the best video marketing strategies into your business for consistent revenue. And the number one thing I want you to take away from this episode is that a YouTube funnel is the simplest path to consistent sales of your online offer, which is really not the same thing as, you know, growing your audience and then running quarterly launches, which is kind of like, I feel like it's sort of the old way of running a course creation business. We're talking about a constant and consistent drip of new customers. And it's not even the same as like a traditional marketing funnel either, because instead of paying for leads only to have a fraction of them actually convert to a sale, never to be seen from again, a YouTube funnel is going to grow your audience and your community while attracting your ideal customers organically. So that means you let the algorithm do the hard work for you instead of burning through your profits on paid ads. And by the way, if your idea of evergreen sales includes constant DMs and email conversations and sales calls, yes, that's evergreen, but it's not exactly hands-off, is it? There's a better way. We're going to get into it. And the first thing you need to know about a YouTube funnel is that it's designed to work with YouTube's algorithm. Like, everybody knows that YouTube is a powerful discovery and community building platform, right? I mean, we've all heard it. It's the world's second largest search engine after Google, right? But people are like using it as a dumping ground for marketing experiments, like dropping your repurposed live streams, or just like, oh, we have shorts now, so let's just throw our TikToks and our reels up there, instead of treating it like a leads and sales machine. And YouTube has even said that a whopping 70% of the videos that are watched on YouTube are recommended by the algorithm. So that's how you get new viewers and new leads to your channel. The algorithm does it for you, unlike some of the other social media platforms where you have to kind of stay on the hamster wheel. You gotta stay in the feed. You have to feed the feed in order to be seen. Like Instagram stories, Instagram reels, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. However, although the algorithm is powerful for building your audience, you have to have a YouTube funnel in place in order to generate sales of your course using YouTube. Now, I teach this inside of my YouTube funnel clinic, but I want to give you the basics here in this video, because this seems to be like one of the biggest takeaways for my students inside of the funnel clinic. Now, I've been on YouTube since 2015, and I spent years doing the launch hamster wheel thing. I think you know what I mean here. I'm using my channel to grow my list and then planning out a whole live launch, like a webinar or a five-day challenge. And to be honest, I really liked doing my five-day challenges, but I can only do so many in a year. They're very time consuming to plan out, and then they're time consuming to run. And so in early 2023, I was feeling really burned out by the whole launch, rinse, repeat process. And I started to kind of hate the idea that in order for my business to grow, in order for my course and my programs to generate sales, I was going to have to invest a ton of money into ads so that my launches were bigger, even though my course, my 30 Days to a Thriving YouTube Channel course, was completely evergreen. Like, it just didn't make sense to have to build up to a live launch when the course could be accessed at anytime somebody found me, right? So I thought, well, I have these viewers coming in through my YouTube channel consistently, because YouTube is, you know, amazing for that. So how can I plug my marketing and my messaging into the channel itself and make all of that organic traffic work for me instead of collecting leads and waiting to run another promotion or launch. I created my first YouTube funnel as a little bit of an experiment to see if this works. It turns out I made 12 sales in the first like 3 weeks and over $20,000 in the first 11 months without launching or paying for ads or doing a 5-day challenge or anything like that. So that's when I realized this set it and forget it YouTube funnel is the simplest way. It's really the simplest way to generate consistent sales of an online offer without launching, without ads, without webinars, without constant selling, and without having to do viral TikTok and Reels trends made popular by 13-year-olds. So with that YouTube funnel in place, now I'm able to just focus on creating content for my audience, for my clients, for my students, just showing up and knowing that the content I create, YouTube is going to push it out to my existing audience, which brings in new viewers and brings in more people through the funnel who are able to access 30 days to a thriving YouTube channel without having to wait for me to do a launch or promotion. So it's like it just takes the pressure off, you know? And since you're listening to the audio version of this podcast episode, I want to let you know that there will be some visuals on the screen of the video version. You're not really missing out on anything. I promise I will explain everything that's on the screen. And even though there is a video version, not every episode is going to have visuals, but this first one is really important. So it does. I'll put a link in the show notes to the video version in case you want to see the visuals for yourself. Otherwise, keep on listening. So let me show you how my YouTube funnel works because I think the simplicity of this is really going to blow you away. So there are 5 components. You probably already have most of the components that go into this. They're just not set up so that your course sells itself. Now, obviously, number one, you have to have some kind of an offer, a course, a program, something, a digital product even. It could be a service, but a self-paced course is an amazing way to make this set it and forget it funnel because the course can sell itself, right? And so there's nothing really magical about the price of your offer, by the way. I think it could be anywhere between $20 and $200. That's kind of like the range that I've been testing in. I think that's a good place to start, but that's not like a hard and fast rule or anything. And number two, of course, you have to have a YouTube channel in order to make sales with your YouTube funnel. That's kind of a no-brainer here. And inside of my funnel clinic, I go over optimizing your channel. So you're really utilizing all of YouTube's features to generate the most traffic to your channel as possible. So on your channel, this is a really critical component here is what do you put on your channel as part of this funnel? Because long form videos, the 5, 10, 15, 20 minute long videos that are actually bringing in subscribers and viewers and leads and people who come back to watch more content from you. So fill your channel with a library of videos, and how you figure out what topics to cover on your channel and how to optimize those titles and, you know, what do I even post about that's actually going to attract viewers? I'm going to tell you more about that in just a minute. So stick with me here. Number four, we have a couple more critical components here for leads and sales with YouTube. And one is a lead getter video. I like to think of this as a billboard video that goes at the top of your channel. I call it a lead getter because its only job is to generate leads. That's the only job of this video. It's not to get channel subscribers, although it will naturally, it'll do that for you. It's a special like a conversion script that I created. And here's what happened when Jensine implemented this on her channel with only about 67 subscribers. So you had 22 people that watched your lead getter.
It was video. Like 26, 27, yeah. And then people were going to the secret video from there.
And you got one sale.
So it worked. Someone like went lead getter to secret video, purchased.
Proves that the lead getter worked. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, thank
you. I'm so excited. Organic magic, baby. I mean, that's what it is. And then finally, this very critical component is the secret video. This is where your course sells itself. Now, most funnels that you see being taught out there are teaching something like a tripwire, where you have these upsells where like you opt into a freebie and then you're on a page with a 15-minute timer to like buy this PDF for $47 or lose your chance forever, right? And that might work for some people, but the secret video strategy actually provides something useful at no charge for your ideal customer that builds their trust in you and also leads them to your program if it's the right fit. So there's just like something about a 15-minute tripwire bro marketing timer that just doesn't pull all of that off in the same way. You know what I mean? And the reason why it's a secret video and not a webinar is because it's optimized for a YouTube viewer. So if you think about this, your lead found you through YouTube, through your 5-minute, 10-minute, 20-minute long video. Who wants to sit through a 60 to 90-minute webinar? Like, it doesn't make sense. And so if you've been doing like reels and TikToks and stuff and trying to get sales with an evergreen webinar that's over an hour long, no wonder your sales aren't consistent, right? A short form viewer is very misaligned with a super long form webinar, whereas a secret video is perfectly in line with a YouTube viewer. That's the method that I teach inside of the YouTube Funnel Clinic. It's perfectly aligned because the viewer is already here for your long form content. They're already here for paying attention to you and engaging with you. So that's why I give my students a specific script for the secret video strategy, because it's marketing your offer infused with what works to keep your viewers engaged on YouTube. But most people won't even begin to approach YouTube in this way, let alone create a simple funnel, because they run into the fact that maybe they haven't started a channel yet, or maybe creating videos just, it takes time. They think they need to invest in tons of gear and all the time it takes to edit and hire somebody to do like your video production and grow a big channel in order to use YouTube in your marketing. And maybe you're thinking this too, like, yeah, Meredith, this is great. This is great for your channel, but my channel's not exactly a viral sensation and I'm not here to be a YouTuber. I just want to run my business, right? So if you're thinking YouTube's not really for me, it's not going to work for me because I don't have a channel, first of all, I want to just say I get that. So if you're thinking YouTube just is not the answer for me, first of all, I want to say we're not talking about super high production value videos with this. We're talking about simple talking head videos like the one that you're watching me create right now. Maybe it's just a talking head. Maybe you have some slides or something, but it's really more about videos that you can demonstrate your expertise and provide value and build your brand. It's not about your filmmaking skills. I'm literally just talking to a camera with a microphone. You can probably see my lights are hanging down here and my sunlight has been going in and out of the clouds for the last like 15 minutes and the lighting is going to be weird. It's not perfect, but you're still here because you didn't come from my filmmaking skills. And secondly, I want to show you how you can fill your channel with videos that grow your audience and attract leads, even with simple talking head videos in a like stupid fast way with the AIT method. Because if you're feeling a little burned out or a lot burned out with the constant hamster wheel of content creation, if you've been focusing your energy on TikTok skits and trending reels and content that disappears after 24 hours and you're still not making sales, it's not because you're not consistent, right? It's because the platforms you're consistent on are actively working to keep you in content creation mode. Because that's what suits those platforms. So I want to show you how you can generate leads and grow your audience on YouTube the only video platform where your content actually gets more reach and more views the longer it's on the platform, by the way, so that you can generate consistent sales without doing all the content stuff all day, every day, and trying to find time to put together your webinar slide deck or burn through your profit on ads. Now, obviously, I can't promise or predict that you're going to like flip a switch and you're going to get flooded with leads from YouTube and people are going to be banging down your door to work with you. But I do know that if you struggle with getting new clients and customers consistently, then you definitely don't have time to keep pumping out content that doesn't lead to leads and sales, right? Especially if your goal is to generate hands-off evergreen sales. So this AIT method that I want to show you is kind of like a secret passageway to YouTubifying your lead generation. So you can bring in new viewers and leads and sales using the YouTube funnel system that I just showed you. The AIT method is a bonus training that I created for my YouTube funnel clinic students and my private clients, but I'm going to link it up for you below because I think once you see how easy it is to create a library of simple videos that YouTube pushes your content out to people for you, and then that content is attracting your ideal customers and converting them into leads, you'll be able to start getting the traction that you need to generate sales of your program and then see that it isn't such an uphill battle because YouTube is doing so much of the work for you on autopilot. It's going to feel so good to just simply show up for your audience and create simple videos that get views and comments and engagement and opt-ins to your email list and sales to your offer. Plus, if you want to do viral TikTok trends and reels and stories for fun, then you can do that too without the pressure of having those things driving revenue in your business. And you can find a link to the AIT method through the link in the description of this episode, and I'll see you there. If you like this episode, come on over to YouTube to follow me there so you can watch these episodes for an even more dynamic experience with, you know, like facial expressions and stuff. Just search my name, Meredith Marsh, on YouTube to find my channel, or head to the show notes for this episode and you'll get a direct link. Also in the show notes, you'll find a direct link to episode number 1, where I lay out my entire YouTube funnel system, which, to be honest, is better on video, if I do say so myself. Either way, I'm glad you're here. I hope you stick around, and I'll see you soon.